Well, good evening and welcome to the Rockland Podcast for September 18th, 2006. This is our third podcast and we hope you folks are enjoying the format. We've gotten some good feedback about it and we're hoping to increase our listener base each week. So please remember to tune in and please remember to email us your questions and concerns about pretty much anything regarding wireless products, equipment, anything we sell on our website. We've actually created a special email address just for the podcast. It's podcast@rockland.com. It's the word podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T, at rockland.com, R-O-K-L-A-N-D.com. And you can email us at any time during the show, anytime you're listening, all during the week. And if there's a question that we get asked often enough or that seems, should be broadcast, we'll go ahead and answer it on the air. Otherwise, we'll still respond to you, you know, directly, even if we don't broadcast the response. So please email us your questions. We spent the last couple weeks talking about some comparison testing, some different wireless equipment, the Sinal brand cards, the Zyka Max cards, long-range wireless, things of that nature. We're going to change pace a little bit this week and focus on a different product that we sell, which is the Rockland Office Suite. It's an open-source office software suite. And we've noticed that, this time of year with students going back to school, the demand for this product increases a little bit. And sometimes folks come along the website and, you know, they have some additional questions to ask about the product. If you go online and take a look at the product, you can get all sorts of information about what exactly is included on the CD-ROM, etc. But I'd just like to take a moment to go over the product today and also announce that in October of this year, we're going to have our latest version of the Rockland Office Suite software release. We've got Rockland Office 3 right now that you can buy online. And come October, we'll have Rockland Office Suite. Don't have a number for it yet. Not sure what we're going to call it, but it's going to be our latest version. And just like last version, it's going to contain the full version software of the OpenOffice.org Office Software Program. And what that is that's a full-featured Office software package that can be run on any Windows desktop computer running Windows 98 Second Edition or better, Windows XP, 2000, ME, whatever. It's almost, I wouldn't say it's exactly like Microsoft Office because in my own opinion it's actually better. It contains so many more features and it's just much easier to use. But for those of you that have been locked in the world of Microsoft Office for many years, either through school or through your office, the OpenOffice software suite contains a word processor program, a spreadsheet program, it also contains a presentation program, and some other programs as well. And the best part is that these programs are dually compatible with their Microsoft counterparts. And what that means is that you can both read and write files inside OpenOffice that were created in Microsoft Office and vice versa. If you create a file in OpenOffice, you can read it on a Microsoft Office machine. And so that makes it real great if, for example, if you're a student and your professors require that your term papers be handed in the Microsoft Word format, and you don't have Microsoft Office, you know, Microsoft Word, and you don't want to go out and spend a couple hundred dollars to get it, you can buy this software program and you'll be able to type your document up inside the OpenOffice.org word processor, and then you'll be able to turn it in doc format so that your professors can read it. And if you need to take it to your school library and edit it inside Microsoft Word, it can be edited inside Word and you can take it back home and continue to edit it inside OpenOffice.org. So they're dually compatible, and the same goes for the spreadsheet program, which is dually compatible with Microsoft Excel. So what's the best part about this software package? Well, in case you didn't catch it from my hints, this program is really, really cheap. In fact, we've got a distribution on CD-ROM right now for $5.99, which includes the shipping charge. Now, for full disclosure, let me tell you that you can right now, you can go to www.openoffice.org, that's OpenOffice.org, and you can download this entire suite free of charge. It's an open source project. It's contributed to by many programmers and developers all over the world. It's a community project, and it's licensed for your use on as many PCs as you want to use. So why are we selling it on CD-ROM? Well, we're not actually selling the software itself. What we're doing is we're putting the software onto a CD-ROM along with some other popular open source titles, and we're distributing that. And the primary focus of that is just for folks that don't have a broadband connection. Because altogether, this software with the different programs we include comes out to over 300 megabytes. If you've got a broadband, like a high-speed cable or DSL connection, you'll be able to download that relatively quickly. But if you're still on dial-up, or if you don't have an internet connection at all, or if your internet connection is unreliable and you just want to have a hard copy, that's the purpose of our distribution, is to get this program into the hands of as many people as possible, because we really do like it. So the OpenOffice.org website doesn't actually offer a CD-ROM that you can purchase. So the only way to get it is through community distributors, and we're actually a community distributor of the program. If you go to the OpenOffice.org website, you can go to the community distributor page, and you can put in our company, or you can search down there in the United States, and you can see our company name. So we've got that on CD-ROM, and what we've also decided to do, instead of just packaging the OpenOffice.org suite itself on a CD, because there are a number of distributors that do that, we decided to add some extra value for our customers, and we've included some other programs, notably the Mozilla Firefox web browser, which is a competitor to Microsoft Explorer, Internet Explorer, and also the Mozilla Thunderbirds, which is an email client, which is, again, I'm not going to say it's the same as Microsoft Outlook, because in my opinion, you know, I like it a little bit better, but it's an email client in that sense. It allows you to, you know, create folders, send and receive email, do everything you would in Microsoft Outlook, and then some. So, you know, some Office suites that you can buy on the market now that advertise that they're dually compatible with Microsoft Office, they lack an email client. And if you, you know, if you're using this in a business environment, you need to be able to send and receive email, you know, you'd want something with an email client. So that's why we've bundled the Firefox and Thunderbird applications on there as well. And we've also included ClamWin Antivirus, which is an antivirus program for Windows, and it's doesn't have the functionality of some programs like Norton Antivirus, but it's a, you know, it's an open source program, so you don't have to pay to get it, you know, to get the new virus download files every single year. You know, if you buy Norton Antivirus, what you're doing is you're buying a one-year license to that product. So every single year, you've got to spend another $60, $70. ClamWin Antivirus takes a little bit to learn, but once you learn it, it's just as powerful as Norton or any of the other programs. And, of course, the best part is that it doesn't cost anything year after year. You buy the Rockland Office Suite from us for $5.99, which includes shipping, and you get all these programs sent right to your door. Now, again, for full disclosure, these programs can be downloaded free of charge on their respective websites. So if you have a broadband connection, I'd encourage you to go to OpenOffice.org, or you can go to Mozilla.org, and you can download these programs absolutely free of charge. Again, these are open source programs, which are programs that are developed by the community, by community developers, people that are, you know, distributing it, and the license agreement that comes with it allows you to use it and distribute it free of charge. And so what we're doing is we're putting it on a CD-ROM to help distribute it to folks that don't have a broadband internet connection or who otherwise want a hard copy. Now, the $5.99 charge the $5.99 that we charge covers the cost of making the CD, the labor required, and the shipping charge as well. So this isn't a circumstance where we're making an immense profit off of the distribution. We're just trying to get this product out there. So I wanted to go over that and just explain to you what that was and let you know that we've got the brand new release of that coming out in October. So be sure to, you know, go to the Rockland website, and if you click on the software menu on the left hand side, you'll see the Rockland Office Suite there, which has all these programs. And bookmark that page and check back in October. We'll have an official launch date probably next week, and we'll continue to announce the launch up till the time it actually comes out. And you go ahead and purchase that. And folks, at $5.99, it really does make a great gift, a great holiday gift. I know it's only September. It seems like Christmas starts earlier every year. But it really does make a great stocking stuffer. You can give it to anybody with a computer, with a Windows computer. Even if they already have Microsoft Office, they might find out they like this even better. If they don't have Microsoft Office, it would be a great gift because it would give them more functionality at their computer. So make sure to go to our website and bookmark that page, and we'll bring the release date to you once we have it finalized. The next part of tonight's broadcast, since we got to talking a little bit about the holiday shopping, I know you folks probably don't want to think about it too much, but it is right around the corner, and I wanted to go over some helpful tips for holiday shopping. Now, I don't mean to sound like Martha Stewart here. I'm not going to tell you what products to buy or, you know, what to look for, what neat holiday arrangements and assortments you can put together or anything of that nature. But we do hear from customers from time to time that things can get a little bit confusing when you're purchasing around the holiday period. You know, obviously, you want to get the product delivered before Christmas or before Hanukkah or before, you know, whichever holiday you're trying to get the gift for. So the first thing that we recommend is that when you're going to a website, if you're planning on buying something online, it never hurts to do it as early as possible. This way, you know, it'll get shipped and delivered in time. I mean, I buy most of my gifts in August and September. That way, if there's any hang-ups, if the company's out of stock and they have it on back order, you know, there's no question that it's not going to arrive in time. But I don't buy all my gifts in advance, and sometimes I do wait until late November or early December. So when I go online, I always remember to look for guaranteed shipping cutoffs. And that is, when you go to a website, any website, they ought to have posted in their shipping section or somewhere on their website the specific date you need to buy an item and the specific method of shipping you need to choose in order to get the item delivered by December 24th or the 23rd or whatever the final business day before Christmas is. Like on Rockland.com, for example, you know, come November, we have up on our website, we'll tell you, if you order the item with UPS Ground, be sure to order it and complete payment no later than this particular day, December 10th or 12th or whatever day it'll be. And if you want to order the item with 3-day select shipping, this is the particular date. With 2-day air shipping, this is the date. And with next day air, this is the final date you can purchase it in order to get it by December 24th. So we keep that on our website. And it's a great idea to make sure that you find this on websites you're buying from. And if they don't have it posted, make sure to contact them, because you'd really hate to buy the item on December 8th or 9th, and then you don't get the item by Christmas, and the company says, hey, well, we shipped it out, you know, we can't guarantee Christmas time delivery. So always look for those guaranteed shipping cutoffs. The second thing I'd recommend is to avoid places that don't have a holiday return policy. In fact, you don't have to return them, you don't have to avoid them, but just make sure you understand what the return policies are, and ask some questions if they're not clear. For example, at Rockland.com, we have a special holiday return policy. And what that means is that anything you buy after Thanksgiving, all the way up until Christmas Day, we extend your return policy until January 25th of the new year. And the reason we do that is because we normally offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee on most all of our products. But obviously, if you buy the item on November 30th, and the person doesn't get it until, you know, December 25th, that leaves them a very narrow window to return the product back to us if they're not satisfied with it. So what we do is we just extend our return policy for all gifts bought between Thanksgiving and Christmas Day, customers can have until January 25th of the new year to send those products back. And look, if you buy something earlier than Thanksgiving weekend and it's a gift, just note that ahead of time in your order. During checkout, there's a comment box, or you can even email us before placing the order if you want to buy something for Christmas in September or October. And just tell us, look, I'm ordering this as a Christmas present. I'm not going to be giving it to the person until December. So is it possible that I could get an extended return policy in case it doesn't work or in case I'm not satisfied with it? You know, we want to make sure that people's holidays go as smoothly as possible. And the last thing you want to have is somebody getting something that doesn't work or that they're not satisfied with, and then they have to be stuck with that because you bought it earlier than, you know, the week before Christmas. So those are the things I'd recommend to keep in mind when doing your holiday shopping online. Things have progressed online. Companies have gotten a lot better at dealing with the holiday shipping lows. Certainly at Rockland, we've gotten a lot better with that. So it's not the kind of ordeal it used to be where you really had to go online in October to get your product by Christmas. Now, I mean, like I said, if you go to a website, just make sure they have posted guaranteed shipping cutoffs. You should be good to go. Moving on in our broadcast tonight, we'll get to our final segment, which is customer questions. Most of the last couple weeks of a broadcast, we've devoted almost entire segments to customer questions. I didn't do that tonight because I wanted to touch on some different stuff. But we did have one question come through this week that I thought was a great question, and I wanted to answer it during the broadcast. And that was, someone had asked us via email, What is better to use for a desktop computer when you're trying to get a wireless connection? A USB adapter or a PCI adapter? And for those of you out there that are just getting into the wireless, wireless terminology, a USB adapter is an external adapter that connects to the USB port of a PC. It can be a desktop PC or a laptop PC. It just connects to the USB port. Whereas a PCI adapter is an internal card that's specific to a desktop computer, and more importantly, specific to newer desktop computers that have what are called PCI slots. Some very old desktops don't have PCI slots, but most newer ones do. So the person asks, which is better? Is there a particular one that's better? And the answer, like always, is that there's not one that's specifically better than the other, but there are some recommendations that I can make when you're shopping. Me personally, I like the USB adapters better. When I have a desktop that doesn't have a wireless card in it already, or that's not hardwired to my network, I tend to use the USB adapters. The number one reason I like it, of course, is portability. I can move it around from desktop to desktop. If I, in our office, for example, we've got a number of desktops, but there's several that we rarely, if ever, go online with. But every now and then, we might have somebody come in to do some special work, and they need to get internet access. So we just take one of our USB adapters off of one computer, pop it in the other, install the driver, and we're good to go. Whereas with a PCI adapter, it's not as portable. PCI adapter actually goes inside the computer, so you've got to put it into the slot, screw it in place so it doesn't come out, put the cover back on, and if you're like me and you don't dust your computer very often, it can alert your allergies a little bit when you go back there to take the cover off. So I really prefer the USB adapter over portability. Over the PCI adapter for reasons of portability. Another reason I like the USB adapter is because it has a cable. Most of them have a cable. Some of them are a pen-style adapter, which actually connect directly to the port. But most of them have a cable. And that means you can move them around a little bit to see where you get the best range. You can put them up on the desk or over on a shelf, see where you get the best range. Whereas the PCI adapter is it's basically locked in place back down at the bottom of your PC. And most early PCI adapters, even newer ones for that matter, they come with a an antenna that you can screw on and off, but it's a fixed antenna. It just sits back there behind the computer, and that kind of limits your range because, first of all, you're close to the floor. You've got this big computer appliance right in front of it that kind of interferes with it, so you don't get as good of a range having it back there behind the computer as you do having something sit up on a desktop. Now, with that in mind, they do make wireless PCI adapters that have extension antennas that come with them. In fact, we sell one. It's a Hewlett-Packard PCI adapter, and instead of a little black stubby antenna that just sits down there on the back, this Hewlett-Packard antenna actually has a cable. I'm not sure the length offhand, but it's at least 3 feet. It might even be 6 feet. I think it is 3 feet now that I think about it. And it has the other end of the cable, it has a antenna that has a base, and it's a couple inches tall, and you can set it up easily on a desk or a shelf and run the cable back to where the PCI card is behind the desktop. So you get the range, basically you get a similar range to a USB adapter. So if you're going to buy a PCI adapter, I definitely recommend getting one that has that extender antenna that comes with it. But all things considered, I still prefer the USB adapter just because of the fact that it's so much more portable, and you typically do get a better range. And most of the time, folks, the price is identical. If you go to our website or to Best Buy, Circuit City, whatever, the USB adapters and the PCI cards, they cost the same price, so there's no real advantage there. The only really advantage, I guess, to a PCI adapter would be if you don't want to use up your USB ports. Or, of course, if your computer doesn't have USB ports, that would be reason enough right there. But if you don't want to use up all of your USB adapters, I know that more and more components and peripherals these days are coming with USB cables, so they kind of take a demand on the available ports you have. But keep in mind, folks, that they do make USB They do make USB hubs, which give you additional ports. For example, I've got on my desktop a 4-port USB hub. You plug it into one port on the computer, and the hub has 4 ports. So instead of just being able to connect one device into my front side USB port, I can now connect up to 4. And you can, I'm not sure of the total number of USB ports you can have going at one time, but I know some of my colleagues have a couple hubs in their computers. So if that's a worry for you, just go get a USB hub. In fact, mine is kind of neat because it's one that I found on eBay, and it's got a coffee cup warmer on top of it. It's got the 4 USB ports on the side and a flat metal kind of coaster-like surface on top, which actually heats up when it's turned on. You can turn it off and still have the USB ports work, but you can turn on the heated surface, and supposedly it keeps your coffee cup warm. Unfortunately, the mugs that I have are pretty thick at the bottom, so I gotta tell you, it doesn't work too well, but they make all sorts of different types of neat hubs, and if you're a football fan, you can get a special team-oriented hub. They're kind of neat things to have. So that about does it for today, for this week's broadcast. I hope we've brought you some good information. And as always, if you've got questions, please, you know, give us a phone call or send us an email. We've set up the new email address, podcast@rockland.com. That's podcast@rockland.com. So email us any questions you have, whether it's about a product we sell, a product somebody else sells that we don't carry, something you've seen on somebody else's website, anything at all. We might talk about it on the air. Even if we don't, we'll certainly respond to your email. Thanks again for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you next week.